And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Some politicians and commentators have been crowing of late about surpluses in the state budget and unemployment funds, surpluses that should prove helpful in responding to the health pandemic. Unfortunately, the news isn't all that good. First, given the depths of the crisis, the surpluses won't last long. Second, and more important, however, is that the surpluses were accumulated by systematically underinvesting in an array of core public services like education, public health, the environment, courts and prisons, and the social safety net. North Carolina could also have easily accumulated sizable surpluses and addressed dozens of unmet needs if it had simply left tax rates on wealthy individuals and profitable corporations where they were at the beginning of the decade, a time in which it was already ranked among the most business-friendly states in the union. The bottom line, not only are they likely to evaporate quickly, but the surpluses are chiefly the result of sacrifices made by households that could least afford them. This hard reality will only worsen the pain and suffering that will be felt in the weeks and months ahead. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.